'Twas the dawn of the day, and the forest was still. Not a creature was stirring, not even free will. The birds were just warming their notes in the trees, while I woke with a stretch and a soft-bellied ease. No dinner last night, no regret in my bones, just 17 hours of skipping the scones. No hunger, no headache, no midnight attack, just me and my breath as the daylight came back. The sleep, it was deeper than usual, too, like diving through velvet or bathing in dew. No tossing, no turning, no sugar-fed flight. Just silence, just starlight, just rest through the night. I rose with a spark and a spring in my feet. No dragging, no groaning, no need for retreat. My body felt lighter, my mind was so clear. I whispered, "Let's go," and the bird said, "We're here." Now, fasting, they say, is some health nut cliche, but I found it the simplest of paths to the day. From 4 until 9, I give food a break, and my system returns to the form I forsake. Now, wait just a second, I must interject. I'm not giving orders and don't self-correct. No doctorate hangs from the wall where I live, just stories and stillness, and one shift to give. The rhythm, my friends, is quite clean and serene. 17 hours of fasting unseen. Then 17 minutes of breath in the chair, with thoughts floating gently like mist in the air. Then 17 minutes, I promise no fluff, of making a thing, even something quite rough. A poem, a plan, a page, or a line. Creation that comes when your center aligns. It's not just a fast, it's not just a pause. It's a pattern of living with purpose and cause. A rhythm, a ritual, a roadmap, a key. A gift you unwrap and adjust. Let it be. So this track you now hear, 17 end to end. First me, then the birds, your unspoken friend. They'll guide you through stillness and soften your gaze. And maybe, just maybe, they'll shift all your days. So stay through the silence. Don't scroll, don't escape. Let this moment reshape you. Reshape and reshape. Then rise up and make. Write, sing, sketch, or spin. From the breath and the stillness now pulsing within. For you don't have to. No shame, no demand. But if you want more, take the brush in your hand. You've got tools, you've got time. You've got skies to be seen. And the courage to walk with the visit of 17.